It's time for another episode of the Rookie and the Vet Podcast. Here's your host, David and Nick.
Feel me now. Listen.
Hey, guys. Welcome to a new episode of the Rookie and the Vet Podcast. Nick, how you doing, man?
Good, man. What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm good. You know, I was able to actually get out this weekend and do an event. So,
that's exciting.
And I know you were too, right?
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
So it's kind of nice to get back out there and be in the event world again.
Yeah. How was your event? What'd you do?
It was fun. It was a wedding and they had a good time. It was interesting. Their guest count started at like 160 and then came down to 130.
Okay.
And then by the time we had the wedding last night, there was like about 100 people there.
Gotcha.
But it was a lot of fun. Like people had a good time. People were not afraid to get out there and dance and have fun. I mean, they were doing their social distancing or whatever it is they felt they needed to do. The people that needed to wear masks or felt they needed to wear masks did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really even see too many people with them on, but there's a couple people, you know, so.
Nice.
What about yours?
Mine was good. I actually worked with another vendor. We went down to Tampa. It was pretty fun. Same thing to you. Like they pretty much had a huge guest list, dude. I think they had like 200 guests coming. They whittled it down to 100, a little over 100 for the ceremony. And then at their house, dude, they had the coolest reception. It was like their immediate family, like 15 people at their house. And they had like a little like party. They were like dancing in the living room. They had their first dance in the living room. They did like a little cake cutting. So it was actually really amazing. Like to see, I feel bad for the couple, like that they couldn't have the full reception. Like it was a huge wedding, but they had so much fun and they made such a good time out of what they were given. Like they were genuinely like happy. Like dude, it was just an amazing atmosphere to be a part of. Like they were having fun. The mom was like cooking all the food in the kitchen. Like they were preparing all the stuff and like they were dancing in the living room. And it was just, dude, it was such a good energy and they were so happy. So, I mean, it's good to see in a time that's like this, it's really hard. Like events are getting canceled left and right.
So just to understand, they had like 100 people at the ceremony.
Right.
And then after the ceremony, they had a smaller group at their house, essentially, for the celebration or reception afterwards. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
Super cool.
Well, that's pretty cool. So you guys went all the way to Tampa and back in one day?
We went to Tampa, dude. It was an Egyptian wedding. So ceremony was 2.5 hours. It was really cool actually seeing those, like, I know you've done like Indian weddings and stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
But seeing the different cultural stuff is absolutely incredible. Like really grateful for the people too. Like they fed us, which is awesome.
Nice.
Got nice Egyptian food. So.
Okay. Got to try some different foods that maybe you would normally eat.
Yeah. It was awesome. So it was great to see them make the best out of the situation that they're given. Like the circumstances were like they had a huge, like they were expecting like 300 people at the reception. And it was their immediate family. And it was just awesome. Like it was cool to see them make the most of that. Like a lot of people would be like, oh, you know, I'm bummed out. Like, you know, me, like I can't have my full, you know, reception. I'm upset. And they were just laughing, having a good time, like just great people. So cool.
Actually, to your point, I recall last night, the groom, after the best man speech, which is really funny, they kind of did this their own version of, it was either, what was it? Was it Old School in that movie when they were given the toast and the guy came up and it's like, oh, sorry, he's had too much to drink. One of them old movies with, what's the name of all them in it? Jeez, I can't think right now.
It wasn't the Wedding Crashers.
It could have been Wedding Crashers. It might have been. It might have been. It was probably one of those, probably that. But they did their own kind of version of that.
That's
with
awesome.
A little mixed of, I can't think of anything right now.
Dude, but it's really cool. Like side note, like it's really cool to see people like kind of letting their guards down and like having fun and making the most of what they can.
Well,
right?
and after they were done, the point I was getting at, which I'll probably edit all of that I just said, because I sound like a complete idiot. But the point I was getting at is this. The groom, after the best man speech, the groom essentially said, you know, normally when you're putting a wedding together, you start inviting all of these people and then you start looking into the level of financial, how much it costs. And at some point, not necessarily dictated by your heart, but dictated by financial circumstances or whatever, you have to create a cap. Like you have to say, okay, we can't invite like 500 people to this thing, right?
Right.
So we have to really assume, where's that number? Like, where does it stop?
Yeah.
And then who fits into that group, whether it's 160, whether it's, you know, 200, whatever it is. And he said it was interesting because for this situation, we basically sent out invitations to everybody we wanted to come. And we just said, you're invited. If you feel comfortable and you can make it, we'd love to have you. So it was kind of a reverse in the sense that it was the guest being able to make a choice whether they wanted to be there or not. So I thought that was kind That's of awesome, a unique yeah. way that he looked at it and just said, you know, all of you that are here, we really appreciate you. Not that we don't appreciate the people that maybe for health reasons didn't feel comfortable coming.
Right.
But we really appreciate you guys being here and celebrating with us.
Yeah. It's awesome to see. And I mean, I've had some different weddings where, you know, I did one a couple of weeks ago and it was a completely different like energy. Like the bride was really upset and she was like, you know, that negative energy kind of like spiraled throughout the day. And like, it really ended up being like unfortunate. It's all what you make of every situation. Every situation is like kind of like what you make of it. And it's like, you can either look at the glass half full or half empty. And it's like that's something like we learn as kids, right? Like, oh, you know, make the most of like every situation you can. Like these are hard times, but I mean, you can still like have, and it last night just showed me like you can still have an amazing time with the very few people around you at your house.
And I think it's important for us as vendors or, you know, as service providers, you know, we're there to serve them and the services that we offer.
Right.
And it's important for us to remember that too, you know, and sometimes it's easy as a DJ to say, you know, oh, I'm going to rock a crowd, whether there's five people or 5,000, like it's easy to say that.
Yeah.
But when there really are only, you know, 10 people there or 15 people there, it can kind of mentally work on you a little bit, but you've got to really be aware of that. And that's where I really feel like your professionalism has to come into play and you just have to say, look, it doesn't matter. Like those can't just be, you know, like Instagram post words. Like they have to really, you have to really mean that. And especially in a time like this where there's a lot of uncertainty and there's a lot of, you know, heck, even some people are getting ridiculed for having weddings during this time frame, you know? And
definitely.
It's like, come on now. I think that's a little excessive. But the point with the other wedding you were talking about where the girl or the bride was kind of unhappy and so on and so forth, it's easy for us to kind of go down that path and feel like we have to massage and take care of and so on and so forth. But we really have to be positive and we really have to find a way to be positive and say, hey, listen, I know it's tough. I know it's frustrating, but at the end of the day, you're married. The people that love you the most are here with you to celebrate that and support you in that. And let's just have fun with them.
Yes, dude. I've come to notice also like whatever's in your heart is what's going to like really like play out. Like if you're, you know, if you're happy and like, you could just tell like those people I worked with last night, they were genuinely happy people. And it's like, dude, whatever's in your heart is going to come out. So
these guys last night they came up to me and asked me for a few songs that I got to be honest with you, I wasn't aware of before last night.
Yeah.
And they were actually they all went to church together. So I think it was like stuff that they maybe did in the youth group and things like that. Okay. But they had this whole choreographed like line dances, like you would see at the normal line dances,
these
elaborate dances. And it was really funny because it was mostly all the guys out there. Now, when do you see that where it's like mostly all the guys out there dancing?
Yeah.
And then some of the girls join in after a while, but it was really cool to watch. And it's neat. It's just neat to see different things. And that was one of those things to me. It was just really cool to see that. And I remember this is one guy last night and he had so much energy. I kept telling everybody like, any of you guys right now that have a gym membership, just cancel it right now and hang out with this dude.
Because
he is out of control, man. He was up, down, dancing, doing the splits, doing all kinds of crazy stuff, man.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm like, you hang out with him long enough, you'll be in good shape.
Dude, so I'm always impressed by people that can do splits, seriously, though.
I agree. Especially out of nowhere. Especially, you know, they're just normally dancing and the next thing you know, they drop down to the splits.
You're
like, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah, that's awesome.
But that is too funny.
Yeah, man. So what do you want to get into today? I'm thinking we can go into some stuff about how your business, you can sabotage your own business, especially during these times. Like I've noticed that if you're not paying attention and you're not, you know, staying in the loop, like it's really easy to fall off on certain things. So maybe we can get into that a little bit today.
Staying in the loop doesn't necessarily, at least in my mind, mean paying attention to everything that's going on social media.
Right.
That is not the kind of staying in the loop that we're talking about, at least from my standpoint.
Yeah. And that can be misconstrued for sure.
Yeah.
So maybe like staying staying up to date with your business is probably a better way to say that.
All right. Well, let's jump into it, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'd say obviously we've all been going through hard times right now, right? Like these have been really difficult times. The past 4 months have been brutal. It was really hard for me personally to like stay, like up on the business, especially when you see we went through cancellations together. Like we kind of watched this kind of unfold like together, and we kind of just saw it kind of continue to go downhill. So it's really easy in that moment to kind of just fall off. Like, oh man, like I don't know what's going to happen. And I also noticed I know we've talked about pivoting on our Facebook Lives, mm-hmm. wedding business growth, shameless plug.
Yes.
So we've talked about pivoting, and I was able to pivot into some of the real estate stuff, which don't get me wrong. Like I'm absolutely grateful for, doing some photographing houses, working with some realtors, doing like videos for them. Like that's great. But you know, I feel like I've really fell off the track with like, what's going on with like the wedding stuff? Like, am I trying to still market to wedding clients? You know, I feel like it's really easy to just like, oh, this is paying me right now, and I'm just going to completely forget about everything else. Like, I don't know if you can add anything to that, but.
Yeah. I mean, I'm right there with you, and it is tough. It is tough when you kind of see, I'm trying to think of a good analogy. It's almost, you know what? It's almost like when you have a child and they first start walking, right? And they get up and they fall down and they figure out a different way and they get up and they fall down. Or even better, when they try to ride a bike, right? So this is even better. When they try to ride a bike and you want to run by them and kind of help steady that bike and everything. But then you realize like those falls like literally need to happen, right? Yeah. So they need to fall because they need to understand, number one, what it feels like to process in your brain. I don't want to keep having that happen. So I need to quickly figure out how to prevent that from happening.
Definitely.
Because think about it. If it never happens, then you're taking away part of the experience as necessary.
Right.
So to bring it back into our situation, you know, we were all prior to finding out about COVID, which was, you know, it varies for some of us, but for conversational purposes, let's say end of February or early March-ish, right?
Yeah.
Is when it really started becoming a big thing. That was when we were all on that bike coasting along, you know what I mean? And we were getting ready to go downhill. And I'm only saying downhill in a positive way. Normally when you go downhill in a negative way, but I'm just going to say it in a positive way.
We're gaining speed.
Picking up momentum. Yeah. Exactly. Picking up speed. And then here comes COVID-19 and oh shit, we hit a rock.
In the middle of the downhill.
Right? In the middle of the downhill, heading down that way. Right? So it's tough.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it happens in slow motion. You hit that rock and you topple over and you're scraping your legs and your knees and your elbows and all of this stuff. And you want to stop it from happening, but you can't.
No,
you really just can't stop it from happening. So yeah. So I think it's really tough, but I think it is smart that you don't totally give up.
Of course.
You say, okay, here's the thing. Number one, as a advocate for small businesses and for people in our industry, I will forever say that you should never just have one specific thing. All this is usually the old cliche, don't ever have all your eggs in one basket. So I think it really is smart of you to be able to, you know, transition or hashtag pivot. What did we say? Do we say hashtag?
It was so good.
We'll have to figure it out.
Oh my gosh,
I can't remember, awesome. But it was funny. We had a good time with Ernie and Aaron. We were talking about that, but it's one of those things where you say, okay, this line of my business is not really what's working right now.
Right.
So let me look at this other line of my business and let me say, okay, can I create some income from this line of business while this one isn't working?
Yeah.
But we got to make sure we don't totally neglect this other line of income because it's still going to be there. It's not that people aren't planning weddings. Let's be honest. People are scared as shit to plan weddings right now because they don't know if it's even going to happen.
Right. You don't want to sink 20 grand into a wedding and then you can't even have it, you know, and that's unfortunately been happening a lot recently. You know, one of my buddies is getting married in August and he's like, I don't even know if it's going to happen. So,
and that's a scary place.
It's scary, man.
It's really scary place to be when, you know, I don't know. And you're in the generation of folks that are mostly getting married right now. So you might be a little in touch with this more than I am, but I don't know that the magnitude of this is the greatest day of my life. Like, I don't know, like, with this generation, if that exists as much, you know, from a broad spectrum, but it's still a very important day in somebody's lives. And especially for a lot of the brides, maybe not as many of the grooms.
Yeah.
Grooms definitely. Are all, you know, Mr. Cool, whatever. But
right.
Like the brides really look forward to this day and they've planned it. And for a good portion of them, a good, you know, percentage of them, they've been thinking about it since they were a little girl and they've got this whole thing planned out and when they find the right guy and where it's going to be and how it's going to be and the dress that they're going to wear and all this stuff. And then for something to come along and say, you're probably not going to get to have it. Well, maybe you can. Nope, you can't. Well, maybe you can. Well, you got to wear a mask. No, you don't got to wear a mask. You got to be 6 feet apart. Oh, we don't care. You're not going to have it. Yeah, you are. You're not going to have it. Yeah, you are. Like that would drive anybody insane.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I get it. And from a business standpoint, it drives us insane too, you know, because are we working? Are we not working? Are we going to do the event? Or are we not going to do the event? You know, I've had we've talked about this extensively. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of events that postponed till later on. We've had a lot of events that postponed from the March, April timeframe to the June, July timeframe, and then said, oh, no, we're not going to do it then. We're going to do it, you know, March of 2021 now.
Yeah.
You know, that's tough.
That's tough for business
really
owners.
Tough. Yeah. That's really tough. And so I will tell you this, Nick, I really do commend you for doing what you did and shifting and pivoting as we were talking about, you know, over to that real estate side instead of sitting there and, you know, wallowing in your own pity and saying, you know, damn it, you know, I'm over with, I gave this a go and now I got to go get a job somewhere or whatever. Yeah. And not that there's anything wrong with a job. I don't want to make that sound bad, but you know, like now I got to give up on my dream. Maybe that's a better way to word it. Like now I got to give up on my dream, but you didn't do that. You said, okay, well, let me see what else I can do.
Yeah.
And so I think you should be really proud of that, honestly, you know,
and I appreciate it.
And even if you had like, and this is another thing, dude, like I think it's okay to have those days where you're just emotional, man.
Yeah, you have to experience it.
You remember, I mean, I don't mind saying it. Like, you remember I texted you probably like, I don't know, a week ago. And I was like, bro, I don't know what's going on with me, man. But I know that I'm supposed to be this big leader and people look up to me and so on and so forth. But I'm struggling right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I hit my wall that day and I was like, I just need to talk to somebody.
Yeah, it's important that you experience the feelings and emotions that come with it. And you don't have to be resilient all the time. Like I think in our world, or especially in like our culture, it's so important that we're like these, like, I am fearless, I'm emotionless, I am just this like entity that can like just break through walls and do everything. And just
a robot.
Right, a robot.
The Terminator.
Yeah, the Terminator, exactly. Yeah, we're expected to be Terminators all the time. It's like, no, dude, like we're human beings. Like we really have to feel the emotions. Like, dude, once, I'll tell you, like I felt that, like I felt how you were feeling when we had that cancellation and she canceled the service. Like she was coming down for a destination wedding and we had a couple cancel. Like once that canceled, I was like, wow. Like I felt the exact same. I was like, this is not good. Like this might be it.
Yeah. And I think for me, the hardest part was that people were asking me because of, you know, currently I'm the president of the local wedding and events association. So people come to me and ask me about things and for advice or what do I think, or, you know, what do I see, you know, in the future. And I'm like, I don't have a crystal ball. Like I don't have one of those magic 8-ball deals and all that stuff. Like anything I tell you is really just going to be my own assumption, but my own assumptions shift as things happen to me.
Yeah.
And you know, there's just so much information that's coming at us from so many different angles and which one is really right. And which, you know, there's so much contradiction.
Right.
It's tough, man. It's really tough.
As a leader to try to navigate through that, it's so much harder. Like we're all entitled to an opinion, but when you have to lead other people and you've got a lot of conflicting information, it's really difficult.
And the last thing you want to do is give somebody advice that you regret giving them later on.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And so I've tried to be very cautious of that. I've tried to be very aware of that. anybody who knows me long enough knows that I'm always will try to err on the side of positivity and, you know, but I also don't want to be like rainbows and unicorns and shit either. You know what I mean? Like I want to be realistic about the positivity as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's important that we're not, you know, blowing smoke either. Like you have to accept like reality for what it is. So, I mean, this is the reality of our situation right now, but it's important that you don't give up on whatever's happening right now. I mean, this, you can extend this beyond like weddings. I mean, there's other service industry people that have been canned and it's, I mean, if it's a job that you're not like absolutely in love with, you know, there's tons of jobs out there in the service industry where they're like, all right, I'll collect unemployment. That'll be it. Like I get that. But when this is like something that's really important to you, I think it hits you a lot harder than some of that other stuff. But I think the most important thing is to not let it completely fall off. Like it's really easy to let things fall off. Like honestly, like coming clean, like I haven't touched my business Instagram or social media in so long. And like, I don't know, like I honestly like don't know why, but I think maybe because I have no clue. Like
I have my little bit of my own theory on that. If you indulge me, I think,
sure.
And this is not just to you personally, this is just from my own feeling your pain. I think that we have been conditioned by social media to be like, here's what's going on right now. Here's what's happening in my life right now.
Right.
Here's where I'm at right now. Here's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Right now, right now, right now, right now. And let's be honest, we ain't doing nothing right now.
Right.
We're starting to get back out there, you know? But for the longest time, we weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
And so it's really tough when you're conditioned to be putting out right now, right now, right now, right now.
Yeah.
And I think the lesson to be learned from that is that it's okay to rehash. Like it's okay to go, you might have to get a little bit creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could even do one of these on this day or on this weekend last year kind of a deal.
Yeah.
Because we know that we were doing stuff then, right? So even if it's just a flashback to, oh man, I remember this event that I did with such and such that was 1 year ago. You know, hopefully they're still together. And so if they see your post, they don't get any of that jerk. But
right.
You know, like you don't know, but you can
I like that.
Grasp things from that where you could say, okay, well, there's nothing really much going on right now that's Insta worthy, but I could rehash and I could use this time reflectively to appreciate the opportunities that I have had,
you know,
because we've even in the short time that you and I have known each other, we've been able to be involved in some really, really fun stuff.
Dude,
you know,
fun stuff.
And you know, if you hold on to those things and you say this is not going to last forever, it can't.
Right.
It can't last forever.
Right.
The most important thing that we have to remember is it can't last forever. Now, do we know how long it's going to last? We don't.
No.
There are people that predict different things. Some people say like a certain Wednesday in November, it'll probably go away. I don't know, but right. I'm just saying like, but it's not going to last forever. So it's important for us to get through it.
Yeah.
Because if we get through it on the other side, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be all political about the economy and all that other stuff. I'm just saying that when we can go back to doing events like we have historically been doing them, it's going to be all of that same excitement and energy that we kicked the podcast off talking about the experiences that we both had this weekend.
Yeah.
Last night for both of us. Exactly. We'll be able to get back to that on a consistent, regular basis.
Yeah.
But until then, there is that love and that energy and that excitement of what we do, that little tank, kind of like, you know, the five languages of love and the love tank and all that
stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
So like our excitement tank and our love for what we do tank, it is craving.
Yes.
Like never before, it's craving to be filled.
Yeah.
And so the only way we can fill it is to reflect.
That's true.
Reflect and refill.
Yeah. I like that, dude.
Right?
Dude, that's fantastic.
I don't know.
Oh, David's so insightful over here. But no, dude, that's fantastic. I mean, like you think about like there's clouds. Like I always think, I make the cloud analogy all the time to everyone. So we have clouds, right? When it's cloudy, you ever been in an airplane when it's like dumb overcast and it's like terrible weather and you keep climbing and you keep climbing and it's like gross. And then all of a sudden, like you're above the clouds and it's like beautiful and sunny.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I always make that analogy to right now. It's like, yes, it's super dark and cloudy and terrible right now, but like the sun is still there. Like,
and we're still climbing.
Right. And we're
using your analogy.
Right. Yeah. Dude, fantastic. And I really like the like, so one thing you could do is the anniversary thing is one thing that I'm going to be doing here hopefully soon, where you can, you know, you can re-engage, like you said, and reflect and re-engage, like, oh, happy anniversary to this couple, or, oh, you know, on this day this year, you know, whatever, I'm missing this. Like, there's still ways to keep being engaged, but I think it's important that you still maintain the engagement. Like even if it's just every, like, once a week or whatever it is, but still maintain. I mean, if you're a part of an association or you're a part of that, you know, continue to show up to those things. And like David said, like, I mean, I think reflecting is super, super important to this whole thing. And remembering and looking back to where you started is super important for me, because that's what one thing that I've been doing a lot that's been helping is, like, man, like, I started this from nothing. Like, it started as a hobby, and, like, here we are. It's like, dude, look how far you've come. Like, do not give up on this. Yeah. Like, find other ways to do things, and maybe we can talk about that too. But find other ways to do your things. If you can't find something, like, I got really lucky with the photography stuff, dude. These people came to me. Like, they were like, oh, hey, you know, you did this for this person. You know, do you do real estate photography? Like, oh, okay, yeah. And then, you know, it's snowballed from there. So I got really lucky with that. But if you can't find something in your industry, maybe we could talk about, like, for the people that, you know, are like, maybe like me, like 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, how would that have been? Like, what do you do? I mean,
yeah. Well, first of all, I really want to tell you, man, and maybe this is just the episode where I'm really building you up, but you know, I don't want you to feel like you got lucky, because you didn't get lucky. You did a really good job for somebody.
That's true.
And somebody else acknowledged and saw that and said they want you to do the same really good job for them. Yeah. And then the snowball happened from there. So definitely don't ever discredit yourself. I mean, there's nothing wrong with sometimes saying we got lucky, and maybe to some extent, but at the end of the day, you did a kick-ass job for somebody and somebody else noticed that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They didn't just, you know, pluck you out of the sky and say, hey, this guy's a photographer. Let's see if he'll do, you know, such and such.
Yeah.
So they saw something that you did for somebody else. So I just, while I was listening to you, I wanted to tell you that. I think that it's important to realize that if you love what you do, which I know that we both do,
yeah,
and you're in a situation like we're in right now, let's look at this for, this is really going to probably be kind of crazy, but I'm just going to go with it anyways. If there's no paid work to happen right now, yeah, and I know you have to have income somehow. So whether you're able to collect unemployment, whether you're able to get a side job, hustle somewhere else or something like that. But what if you still did what you love to do, mm-hmm, but you didn't get paid for it?
Yeah.
Think about this. Right now, if you're not going to get paid anyways, mm-hmm, no matter what, because there's nobody paying anybody to do anything.
Right.
Isn't it important to continue to sharpen your skills? Isn't it important to continue to improve upon what you're good at?
Yes.
And the only way to do that is by practice.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, jokingly thinking about Allen Iverson, you know, practice. We're talking about practice.
Yeah.
You know, but seriously, because if you take the time span from March to now, and if you were able to safely and effectively and create ways, and you've kind of done this through the transitioning to the real estate for a while, mm-hmm, the application of what you're doing, which is either shooting video and editing video or shooting photos and editing photos, is still there. The technique is different,
yeah,
from a wedding to real estate, right?
Right.
But the practical, what you're doing, is still the same.
Right.
So to answer your question, I think maybe somebody should consider that. Like, hey, you know what? I'm sitting around. Think about this. This is what I did when I, you know, and a million other guys did the same thing. We all went to the internet. We started DJing on the internet.
That was awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody was getting paid to do it. I mean, yeah, sometimes people were getting tips and things like that, which was really appreciated, you know, when that happened.
Yeah.
But nobody was really getting paid to do that. And probably most of us would still be doing it if Facebook and all the other places weren't such jerks about, yeah, kicking you off, because, and I understand why they're doing it. I'm just kind of kidding. They're not really jerks, but
yeah,
you know, it would have been cool if there was a way to kind of like subside that for a while literally everybody's stuck at home.
Right? Yeah.
But the point is, you know, we're still doing what we love to do. We're doing it to an audience that maybe normally didn't see what we were doing. And It was just a way to keep your skills sharpened and keep your tools sharpened, if you will. And I think that that's some help maybe, and reach out. And the other thing too, this is the other thing I was thinking about too, is be humble, reach out to people that you know do, and you've done this.
Yeah.
You know, reach out to other people that maybe have experience time-wise, or just maybe they accelerated faster in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Or maybe they've just put in the time. But reaching out to somebody and saying, hey, look, I don't really have anything going on. I want to keep moving. I want to keep doing stuff. I don't want to sit lethargically on the couch all day long,
right,
you know, doing nothing.
Yeah.
Do you have anything I can help with? Mm-hmm. I'm not even asking you to pay me. I just want to, God, I just want to do something.
And that's the mindset that's going to eventually, when this is all said and done, you know, it's what's going to make you successful. So yeah, those are great points. I mean, if you can collect unemployment, I'd obviously, the resources are there. I mean, like, that's why they passed these bills, like, collect it if you can. And I mean, if not, I mean, if you have to get a side job, I really like what David said about, you know, doing it for free, like kind of going back to those roots. And I think all that's going to do is help you practice, improve your skills, and then you're going to be so much sharper and ready when this is all said and done.
Yeah. I don't really have a problem with, I don't really have a problem with unemployment at all. I think if you're able to get it, like you said, if you're able to get unemployment and it's available to you, don't, you know, shy away from it. Don't be too prideful to accept that help.
I've seen people that are too prideful to do it. And they're like, no, I'm going to go, you know, I'd rather, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, yeah, like, hey, I'd rather work 30 hours a week, you know, doing like this side hustle for a little bit, and then I'll just continue to do my thing, than, you know, collect unemployment. And dude, I mean, whatever, you know, everyone has to, you know, that's a choice you have to make. But, you know, if the resources are and you can get them, I mean.
Well, you got to balance it out. You got to balance it out and see, you know, based on unemployment, what am I getting? Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, let's just be honest, right now it's pretty easy. You just get on the internet and fill out their form and they send it to you, right? Like, you don't literally have to go out and job hunt like people normally do when they're collecting unemployment. Like, typically people really have to actively be out there job hunting, and they've eliminated that step from everybody right now. So yeah, right now, if you can get it, great. But let's be honest, man, if you're going to go work a job that you can't stand anyways, and you're going to work it for 30 or 40 hours, that's, and you're going to make the same amount of money or close to the same amount of money as you're going to get from unemployment, don't let your pride get in the way.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. That's not fair to that employer either, honestly.
No.
It's not really fair to them for you to go just because you've got your pride, you know, shield up, and you don't want anybody to find out you're quote unquote on unemployment. Trust me. Have you seen the numbers? There's a lot of people that are on unemployment.
Millions and millions of people.
Yeah. You're not the only one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I mean, there is also cases of people like, yeah, I've had to move back home with my parents. It's like, dude, it's like, this is the ultimate time. First of all, not to shame anybody for what's going on. And then just let your pride go. I mean, like, dude, these are hard times. So, I mean, there should be absolutely no judgment in any of these times. So
whatever it takes to get through them, that's the most important thing. I keep telling myself that. Yeah. I keep, you know, I try to continue to keep reminding everybody on our staff the same thing. We just have to get through this.
Yeah.
If we can get through this, we're going to be okay on the other end.
Yeah.
We just have to get through it.
I would challenge, like, if we could come up with like a daily, like a takeaway from this, I would challenge someone in these times right now to practice gratitude and say thank you to somebody, or to go on to social media and leave something that's nice and positive instead of like scrolling and being resentful. Like, leave a positive comment, say thank you to somebody, or do that. When you practice gratitude, and I know this sounds like so woo-woo-y kind of BS, but when you really practice gratitude, it seriously like changes your perspective in life. So
I agree.
I challenge you to say thank you to someone today. So,
well, I think it was a good topic you brought up, man. It was good stuff. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Good conversation for sure.
I enjoyed it. Well, I hope you guys enjoy listening to us today on the Rookie and the Vet podcast. And we kind of shamelessly plugged it, but I'm just going to come right out and plug it. If you haven't followed us and our new venture called the Wedding Business Growth, you can go to weddingbusinessgrowth.com. You can also find, we have a group on Facebook, and we also have a page on Facebook. So at the end of the day, we're really just wanting to, in a collaborative with a lot of people that we know around the industry, we're really just wanting to help people. I always call it helping people's business of business.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The business of your business. If you need help with that, you want to go to weddingbusinessgrowth.com. It's a free resource. It's a great, we've already had some great interviews on our Facebook Lives with people that are just like you. They're in different parts of their, you know, or their career. Some of them may be a little early on. Some of them maybe are a little further along in their career. And just, we're going to continue to keep providing that information. So
it's a great community. Yeah, it really is.
I love when you say that.
Yeah.
If you haven't joined the Wedding Business Growth community yet, you really should.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's about it. Guys, we appreciate every single one of you listening. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks a lot, guys. And we will see you next time on the Rookie and the Vet podcast.
Thanks for tuning in. Follow us on Instagram @The Rookie and the Vet Podcast. See you next week.